Hoppe was hooked on the idea of finding out if the human body was indeed storing and giving off light. He challenged a student named Bernard Ruth to set up an experiment that could prove our bodies were giving off this light, in order for Ruth to finish out his PhD dissertation. Ruth was a skeptic and thought the whole idea was ridiculous, so Pop challenged him to disprove the concept instead. Ruth then went to great lengths to design equipment that could count light, one photon at a time. His device is still considered one of the best light detectors out there. Ruth's equipment was ready for the first test in 1976, and they decided to start out with cucumber seeds. To their amazement, the seedlings were giving off photons, and these light pulses were significantly stronger than Pop had expected. Ruth was skeptical and felt it had to be due to the presence of chlorophyll. So they switched over to potatoes, which do not have chlorophyll or go through any photosynthesis. Nonetheless, the potatoes gave off even more light than the cucumber seeds. Furthermore, their light emissions were extremely coherent, meaning they were highly structured, just like a laser beam's. Next, they tried hitting DNA with a chemical called ethidium bromide, which causes the molecule to unwind and die. Not surprisingly, the more Pop blasted DNA with this chemical, the more light burst out of it. This led Pop to conclude that the ability to store and release light was a key aspect of how DNA works, just as Gadeaev later discovered. Mainstream science still hasn't caught up with these breakthroughs yet, nor to how Gadeaev proved that the energy field responsible for storing this light isn't electromagnetic and doesn't even require DNA to be there for it to work. As Pop's research went on, he found that all living things were continuously emitting photons, ranging from only a small number to many hundreds. Interestingly, rudimentary animals or plants give off significantly more light, some 100 photons per square centimeter per second than humans do, at only 10 photons per second in the same size area. This was high-frequency light, ranging between 200 to 800 nanometers, well above the visible range. And again, it was coherent light, just like a laser beam. Pop also discovered that if he shined light on living cells, they would first absorb it and then release an intense burst of new light after a brief period of time. He called this delayed luminescence. This is exactly what we would have expected to see after Gadeaev's discovery that the DNA molecule stores light. Obviously, the DNA is doing something with the light, not just storing it indefinitely. This also fits in perfectly with Gervich's observation of the energy emerging from the tip of an onion, including the fact that the effect could be blocked by shielding off ultraviolet light. In short, our DNA apparently stashes away light as if it were a direct source of energy and vitality. If the DNA gets too much light, it sends it back out, perhaps like an organism might excrete waste products it no longer needs. However, unlike waste, Pop believed these light emissions were serving a very useful purpose. They contained information. Specifically, these light pulses carried the codes to reestablish order and balance throughout the body. Pop also found that we give off significantly more of these photons when we are going through stress, even though we are not taking in additional light. I consider this a very significant point. We know that many illnesses are enhanced or even caused by stress, and it could be that when we get stressed out or go through negative emotions, we're giving away some of our own vitality by shedding the light stored in our DNA all throughout our cells. Why do our bodies end up doing this? It appears that these extra bursts of light contain the information our cells need to heal themselves from all the damage we've been causing them through negative emotions. Therefore, in order to get healthy again, we're going to have to charge our DNA back up and get more light. This raises another interesting question. Obviously, the vast majority of our cells are not being exposed to outside light of any kind, other than the very top layer of our skin. So how exactly do we get more light? How does the light make its way through to the deepest, most internal parts of our bodies? Is all this light strictly coming from visible sources all around us? Obviously, we don't die if we are kept in a totally dark room, but our DNA clearly seems to be using light all the time. Indeed, could these photons be emanating directly out of the source field itself? And if the source field and its energy is fundamentally interconnected with consciousness, as the Russian pyramid research suggests, then could our minds and emotions be affecting how much light can get in, and where it gets in? Do we have to be open to the source field in order for its healing effects to move into our bodies? Could this explain the placebo effect, where simply believing we will be healed actually helps us get better? In short, is it possible that our attitude determines how well our DNA and our cells can absorb light?